First Thessalonians, chapter 5. But concerning the times and the seasons, brethren, you don't need anything to be written to you, for you know perfectly well that the day of the Lord will come like a thief in the night. But just when they are laying out their plans for peace and security, then sudden destruction will come upon them, as labor pains come upon a pregnant woman, and there will be no way to escape. But you, brethren, are not in the darkness, so that that day would surprise you like a thief. For you are all sons of light and sons of the day. We are not of the night or of the darkness. So then, let us not sleep spiritually, as many do, but let us be watchful and be sober. For those who sleep, sleep during the night, and those who are drunk are drunk at night. But since we are of the day, let us be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and for a helmet, the hope of salvation. For God has not appointed us to suffer his wrath, but instead to be taking possession of our ongoing salvation through our Lord Jesus, the Anointed One, who died for us so that whether we are awake or asleep, we should share God's life together with him. Therefore, exhort one another and build each other up, just as you also are doing. But we plead with you, brethren, to recognize those who are tirelessly working among you, caring for you in the Lord, and advising you. Have a high regard for them in love, because of their work. Be at peace among yourselves. And we exhort you, brethren, admonish those who are doing nothing, encourage the faint-hearted, support the weak, be patient with everyone. See that no one repays someone who wrongs them with another wrong. Instead, always follow after that which is good, toward each other and toward all. Always rejoice. Pray without ceasing, give thanks in every circumstance, for this is the will of God in the Anointed One, Jesus, for you. Don't quench the Spirit, don't despise prophesyings. Test all things and hold tightly to that which is good. Refrain from practicing any form of evil. And may the God of peace himself make you completely holy. And may your whole spirit, entire soul, and whole body be found without any faults at all in the presence of our Lord Jesus, the Anointed One. He who called you is faithful. It is he who will also do this. Brethren, pray for us. Greet all the brethren with a holy kiss. I direct you by the Lord to read this letter to all the brethren. May the grace of our Lord Jesus, the Anointed One, be with you. The Father's Life New Testament Version was translated and produced by A Grain of Wheat Ministries,
not by the reader, Wayne O'Connor.
We hope you enjoyed this segment of the Father's Life New Testament Version. The Father's Life New Testament Version, in its entirety, is available for free at www.agrainofwheat.com. Request your copy today.